please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you.
Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about fuck around, huh? Well, let's find out, right? Yes, fellas, have you noticed how everybody around you are like playing games? Yes, and they think that you're stupid and you're gonna fall for these things. And you just look at them and you shake your head. Really? Really? Okay then, motherfucker, let's do this shit. Yes, there's so many stupid people out there, and unfortunately the government's promoting these people. But sooner or later, they're all gonna go the way of the dodo because it can't be sustained. So, fuck it, right? Yes, always try to improve yourself because everyone else is gonna be stupid and they're gonna be going down into degeneracy. So yeah, fuck all these human cockroaches. You be the best people you can be. Because look at this guy. This guy's a great human being, in my opinion. Not. Yeah, this guy truly is a motherfucker, right? Yeah, well, on his defense, if that's the picture of his mom, like, damn, that's a pretty Pajit. Because usually these people are ugly. Just saying. Yeah, I'm just disappointed with these people. That's all they do. Rapey, rapey, rapey. Yeah, especially with your own mom. Yeah, that's not good. You know who else is kind of rapey too? Well, let's bring him up. Yeah, in my opinion, this guy is violating America. Yes, this guy, instead of stopping the wars and keeping everything for America, no, this guy gives everything away to other people. Why? Why? You suck at life, president douchebag, but whatever. You're at least better than Biden. Not by much, but yep. Yeah, sooner or later, everybody gets what they deserve. Maybe it good, maybe it bad. It all happens because of you. So enjoy. Yeah, people think that war is a game. No, it's not a video game. In real life, you get fucked. So don't be playing these stupid games. Just friendly advice, right? So take it. If not, it's on you. Yeah, if you see this on YouTube, they're gay, so yeah, it has to be censored because this chick's face looks like shit. Like I said, fuck around and find out, right? She was pretty, but now that her face is all hamburger helper style, maybe she'll talk to me, right? I'm not a bad looking guy, but you know, women have these stupid ideas about guys, so whatever. Well, right now that we're talking about female choices, let's watch of a chick, how she treats the guy that she likes versus the guy she's not gonna see ever again. Let's watch her fucking thought process. Yes, like I said, fuck around and find out.
Have you ever had, like, have you ever slept with someone on the first date?
Yeah.
Is that something, like, you do regularly, or is it just, like...
How much I like that person.
Oh, so if this chick really likes you, she'll let you push your shit in, huh? Oh, that's nice to know. Yes. So if you make it with her, yay! But wonder if she falls in love easily. Who knows? Let's continue watching.
Okay, so you like this person a lot?
Okay, okay, let me rephrase that. If I like that person, then like, I probably will hold off. And
so yeah, in her mind, if she likes you, she's not gonna fuck you. Because she doesn't want you to think her as a whore. So she's gonna hold up to the last minute, last possible second, I bet, before you get to fuck her. Because she thinks that if you fuck her right off the bat, that you're gonna think she's a whore and she's not worth it, so you're gonna move on. So, yeah, I mean, that's a good thing to know. I wonder what she thinks about the guy that she doesn't really care about. Let's find out.
Like, maybe into like the second or third date. But if I don't ever think I'm going to see you again, depending on how much fun I had that night, I will debate if I will see you again.
That's...
Okay, so depends how I make you feel, and you had a really good time with me, and you're never going to see me? That means you'll fuck me. But if you actually have feelings for me, you're going to wait and not fuck me. Huh, okay. So that's all you got to do, guys. If I want to check to fuck you right off the bat, just have fun with her and make it go all over the top. And then you fuck her and then never talk to her again. Okay, that's cool. Alright, whatever.
Really interesting. Can I ask, why is it that if you really like this guy, why is it that you'd hold back as opposed to someone you're like, okay, I probably won't see him again. Why not? Let's just go with it.
I don't give a fuck about the guy that I'm never going to see again. Like, if you could think anything about me, I literally are irrelevant.
Oh, okay, so because you don't give a shit about this guy, you don't care about his opinion or anything about the guy. So that's why you do what you do. Okay, so what about the guy that you actually do want? What do you do? Let's find out.
To me. But then the guy that I do like, I don't want him to think I'm just some kind of girl who would, like, be easy or, like,
Yeah, you are easy. As long as the guy is funny and good looking, you're never gonna see him again. He'll fuck. But when the guy is actually there and wants to be in a relationship with you, you make him go through all these fucked up hoops. For what? Nah, that's bullshit. Just like how this fucking chick ended up getting murderized because she forgave this dude for murderizing her mom. So yeah, fuck around and find out. Yes, don't do this, fellas. When you know someone's trash, no, that's it. They're gonzo. Gone. Bye-bye.
I want him to think that I also, like, am a catch. I don't know. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah, what a liar. She tries to pretend like she's virtuous and pure. That's why she makes you wait for sex, because she doesn't really think that she's a hoe. But she is. She is a hoe. Just not with you. That pisses me off. Yeah, you fuck all these other dudes but me. That's what makes you a bitch. Yes. Yes, because a slut is someone that fucks everybody. A bitch is somebody that fucks everybody but me. So no dice. No, you cut a person like that. If they start playing games with you, you cut them off. You don't need them. So that's what I'm saying. You fuck around and you find out. Simple, right? Just saying. Yeah, man. Do you know what's also pretty fucked up and funny at the same time? Yeah, that people put kids in really fucked up positions, but people don't care. Yeah, man, it's so fucking crazy and funny. Yeah, look at these people. Guess which guy is a sex offender? And they're both married, and this is their adopted child. So, yeah, have fun with that. Wow, man. Yeah, when people say that they want to protect children, especially people in government, all these officials, it's a load of crap. Yeah, man, look at this. How can a government official give these people a kid? Yeah, you people are fucked up and wrong in so many levels, but I guess I'm the retarded person, right? Just saying. You know what? I just realized I can't put this shit on YouTube because of these fucking pedophiles. Fucking A. Oops, I did again. Oh. Well, fuck it. Now we're switching up from one pedophiles to these pedophiles. Let's talk about the squid people. The Jews. Yes. Right now, this guy is talking shit to other Jews about Palestine. Well, yeah, not everyone's on board with the genocide or the racial cleansing, as they say over there. But yeah, some people think it's fucking bullshit. A lot of people think it's bullshit. Even their own kind says it's bullshit, so what the fuck, right? Yeah, now that we're talking about Jews and all the shit that they're doing, look at this guy. This guy is saying that they're not starving people over there. Yeah, Benjamin Bibi Halabibi fucking Netanyahu, whatever, says they're not starving people. Yeah, look, let's play this clip.
There is no starvation in Gaza. No policy of starvation in Gaza.
Oh yeah, if nobody's starving, what the fuck is this? Yeah, well, you think this is a proper movie or something? No, it's some starving little kid. This is fucked up. Poor kid. Nothing but skin and bones is because you guys are doing this shit. And you think it's cool, right? Fuck off.
I assure you that we have a commitment to achieve our world goals.
So your goal is to starve these people out and their children? That's fucked up. How would you like if your kids were like this? Yeah, look at this poor little kid. He looks like a little fucking starving little chimpanzee simian thing. Yeah, it's not what a kid's supposed to be. They're supposed to be like have fat little cheeks and supposed to be smiling and laughing. Yeah, this kid doesn't look like they're laughing. No, this poor kid is fucking starving. It's poor kid. I'm thinking that's a girl because it's wearing a pink little thingy. So I hope this little girl does make it. But you know, it is what it is.
We continue to fight. That we achieve the release of our hostages and the destruction of Hamas's military and governing capabilities.
So you justify doing this to kids because you want to stamp out Hamas. Okay, you have to show me receipts why you want to destroy Hamas. Yeah, I'm sure they weren't fucking around, but people are noticing you guys are fucking around, and you're gonna find out. You're already finding out, aren't you? Just saying.
They shall be there no more. We shall not have any more of these massacres.
But it's okay when you guys do massacres, right? Oh yeah, they're racial cleansings, I forgot. My mistake, right?
Do not have any more of these monstrosities. We stand for human freedom.
Human freedom? Bullshit. You guys are the ones that do all this censorship, the ADL and all this other bullshit. And you with your Mossad crap? Fuck off.
Human life. And that is not commensurate with Hamas or with Iran, other Iranian proxies. We fought this battle together. We shall win it together.
I swear, these people are like cartoon supervillains. They do some fucked up shit. Especially the children. Yeah, they're trying to have all these people to go after them. That's why. Do you guys have a death wish? Apparently, if you're doing this to kids, yeah, you're gonna get fucked and you're gonna get fucked hard. Well, let's see if they stop, I don't know what they're gonna do, man. This is gonna be fucked up so many levels. Well, anyways, I'll let you guys do what you gotta do. It's late already. I gotta go to do my stuff tomorrow. Yeah, I gotta do stuff for my schooling and all that shit. So, you know, fun times. Well, hopefully you guys are kicking ass and you're doing what you need to do. Because life is going to be difficult, especially how people are running the country. It's going to hell. So you better protect yourself, because if not, you're going to find out. So don't get fucked. Please don't. Let's go make it to the future so then like that we can start being like the Ewoks and doing the yub yub dance. Yeah, that'd be pretty cool, right? Yay. Well, anyways, you guys take care of each other. So goodbye.
Down. I don't feel like it once, but it was so.